we were trying to create an opportunity for a very important discussion on campus about a set of views of issues raised by the language of the campaign and frankly, the violent incidents that have taken place since the election, just hundreds of anti-immigrant and racist incidents, and to talk about what our role is as citizens in changing those trends. And it was useful to have the flag down because for some on our campus, the flag is a proud symbol of freedom. For others, it's a symbol of a history of repression that their marginalized communities have experienced. What happened was that the reaction outside the college was so loud and so vehement that it degraded the possibility of having that discussion. We've been doing that all week. I've been to more than 15 discussion groups and had very good conversations about the underlying values, but it's been increasingly difficult. The noise and the threats that we've been getting have made it difficult for the school to go about its business, and it seemed to me it was time to move on. We won't end the discussions, but we'll have them going forward with the flag up.
I know you said that you wanted to facilitate discussion about what the flag means to people, but couldn't you have had that same discussion with the flag in place?
So it is a matter of intense feeling for some groups on campus that the flag is deeply threatening, and we were trying to get past the symbol and talk about the underlying issues. And it's clear that although we felt we were exercising First Amendment rights and going through a learning process, that for people outside of the campus, for many people that was very hurtful and they didn't understand what we were trying to do, and we've changed course.
You were quoted in the Boston Globe, I believe, as calling the flag a divisive symbol. Was that quote accurate, and do you regret saying it?
You know, it is on our campus, we're trying to work through that so it is not so. We're flying it today as a symbol of justice and fairness. We don't want it to be taken away and owned only by those who perceive it in other ways.
How much influence did the protesters have in this? The hundreds that gathered off campus last weekend to protest the decision to take the flag down.
You know, people have an absolute right to protest, which we recognize and respect. We were influenced by thousands and thousands of very ugly phone calls and mail because a lot of them contained real threats that made me concerned about whether I could protect the security of the campus.
There were reports that there were people on campus who disagreed with this decision to take the flag down, but were afraid to speak out because they were afraid of retaliation or being bullied. Could you comment on that?
There certainly are people on campus who disagree. I don't think they were afraid to speak out because they've been speaking out to me all across the campus. I've gone around and met with different groups, heard their views, welcomed their views. I don't know of any bullying.
I know you, in past interviews, you've been reticent to comment on how the campus feels about a particular issue, the campus community as a whole. But since you've had so many discussions and held so many focus groups on this topic, how does the campus feel about this?
There is a wide range of views. A majority of people on campus are relieved that the flag is back up again. That doesn't mean that they felt that the discussion wasn't necessary, but at this point, they're relieved to have it back up. There are certainly those who strongly disagree with this decision. I can't give it to you in numbers.
So what happens now?
We go on with a set of facilitated discussions, artistic expressions, documentary filmmaking, maybe designing a Hampshire flag that reflects our values, hopefully dialogues with members of the surrounding community.
How do you think this has impacted Hampshire College's national reputation?
I have no way to judge that.
Were you surprised at the reaction nationwide to this?
I was.
Why?
It was very significant, and I hadn't anticipated that scale of reaction.
Do you, given that, do you think it was a mistake to the way this was handled?
I thought we were asserting a very important set of values for our community and for the country.
There was an incident of flag burning on the campus. Can you tell me what the status of the investigation into that is?
We have been unable to get any information about who did that or why. There's been an online charge that a particular individual who's not a current Hampshire student, but without any evidence. I don't know who did it, and there was no statement made.
But it's still under investigation?
Yes.
Okay. Any closing comments that you'd like to make? What do you want the general public to know now about the occurrences on the campus over the last 2 weeks and the furor that this has caused?
We were trying to go through a very important exercise of free speech and critical thinking. It turned out to be messy and difficult. Our decision to lower the flag was clearly hurtful to people both within our community and outside our community to whom we did not intend any injury, and we regret that.